This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts. And if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Now, it's half term, and many of us, well, we're doing our best to keep the kids away from screens and get them out into some fresh air. I mean, even better, get them to do something worthwhile rather than just push each other and torment the dog. Even better, get them looking at and appreciating nature. And you're thinking now, aren't you? You're thinking, that is completely impossible. What is she talking about? Well, possible. The Chalk Stream Challenge has come to your rescue. To find out more about the River Ver Chalk Stream Challenge, I spoke to Lee Wood of the Ver Valley Society and Laura Silverstone, Education Officer from the Chiltern Chalk Stream Project. Laura, Lee, thank you so much for joining me on Environment Matters today. So, Laura, just in the broadest terms, what is the Chalk Stream Challenge?
It's an idea is for groups and families to go out and discover their local river and do lots of different activities and then get a reward for that, which is a fantastic, lovely badge.
Well, that sounds fun. That sounds like, you know, it's lovely to have things to do with kids, isn't it? Particularly something a little bit educational. And who created this?
Well, actually, the idea was created by two volunteers who are working on a project with the Hampshire Wildlife Trust. So they started it there with the River Test and Itchen, and then we've developed it for the Chilterns.
And are there chalk stream challenges for other Chiltern rivers, or is it peculiar to the Ver?
Yeah, there are. So we actually started on the River Chess, and we've got two routes there on the River Chess, and then the Ver Valley Society have taken it on for the River Ver.
That's really good to know. Excellent. So, Lee, who is this aimed at then? Is this something just for children? What kind of age group are we looking at?
This is the beauty. It's aimed at absolutely everybody. I think that Laura and I have worked together for about 4 years now, isn't it? And on the schools programme, and we've welcomed thousands upon thousands of inquisitive young minds along the banks of the Ver. But one thing we did see is the fact that everyone wanted to be involved in some way, and this was an opportunity for everyone to be part of their local habitat, to be part of it, genuine citizen science, really. So although it is more aimed at the younger element, parents and teachers can get involved as well.
And you said this particular Chalk Stream Challenge, this is just for the River Ver. So you'd have to come to the sort of area of St Albans to do this.
Yeah, so we've taken the framework, as Laura said, but we've made it a bespoke challenge to the Ver. And I think it's the one thing that we've found during our schools programme is the kids do want to actually get in the river, don't they? And there's so many sort of bespoke elements of the Ver for everyone to enjoy. We thought it was the natural progression, wasn't it, of our education programme for us to develop this badge exclusively to the Ver.
Okay. So, Laura, is it just one thing that we have to do, or what's the sort of structure of the Chalk Stream Challenge?
So, I suppose that the main format is you have to do a walk, and we've developed a route, so you can download that map and follow that route, but you could do your own route if you wanted to, a shorter one, or adapt that. And then you have to do a couple of other little activities, and they could be a craft or a science or spotting things along your walk. So, yeah, and all the ideas are in the activity pack.
Okay, so we've got different elements to the challenge. It's not just one thing. Right, I like that. And do we need any special equipment for this?
No, you don't need any special equipment. If you're going to do river dipping or something like that, or actually looking at the invertebrates in the water, then you might need some kind of kit. But you can just do this, with what you've got at home.
Okay. And the Ver Valley Society, Lee, I believe they do have some kit that you can lend to people.
Absolutely. We've got two sets of kit that can basically be loaned out to any of the community groups or schools. We have noticed, actually, that quite a lot of schools do have their own kit. kit, so which is fantastic. But obviously, if you do wish to borrow our kit, you can do that, and it will give you everything you need to do a successful river dip.
Okay. So you mentioned their school groups. So this does sound to be something that, as you say, Laura, you could just do this with the family, but if you're something like a scout leader or a guide leader, it sounds to be really good for groups like that. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And I think actually quite a lot of scouts do go to the river on one of their summer trips. And we've just wanted to make sure that they kind of knew what they were doing or had a little bit more information, you know. And yeah. and so the children are picking up a bit more education, I suppose, on the way without knowing about it.
Fantastic. Yeah. I mean, you know, that's the way that you learn, isn't it? Through fun. If they're already doing, you know, a fun trip to the river, why not learn something whilst you're there? What a great idea. That sounds really good. So would you like to just tell us a bit more about the activities? Let's start with the science bits.
So I suppose the sort of the geography bits. So there's a couple of things you could do. You could measure the water flow. And we suggest putting a dog biscuit in the water and timing how long it takes. And you could do it in different places and then think about why is the water faster in one bit or slower in another and what benefits that gives to the river as well. And then you could also look at the turbidity of the water, so that's how clear it is, and think about, so chalk streams should be gin clear, and perhaps not all bits of the river are like that, so thinking about that as well.
Okay, so this is actually quite proper science. I remember doing this kind of thing in, I think it was chemistry lessons at school. So, yeah, you could potentially learn quite a lot from this, couldn't you? That's pretty good. But I like the way, it's not just about science though, is it, Lee? You've actually got kind of creative and fun stuff in there as well. Do you want to tell us a bit about those bits?
Absolutely. So, of the four sections, the older you are, the idea is that the challenges become more elaborate. But obviously, you've got things like you can make a raft out of twigs, and again, but that sort of ties in with what Laura was saying about the flow and the depth of the chalk streams. We can make things like watercress soup. So there's, you know, getting some proper like hands-on thing as well. But ultimately, this is the next way to engage with the local residents about how important their habitat is, but obviously making it fun along the way as well.
Just to add, I think it's quite good because we've got lots of different activities, so it doesn't have to just be done in the summer. So there's ones that can be, if you can't get out into the river because it's horrible weather, you can do it at home, and you know, the cooking and the craft, it doesn't have to be done outdoors.
So. Yeah, I'd never thought of a cooking activity going with this, but that's a great idea, isn't it? Well, I don't know, particularly as rivers traditionally have been a great source of food, so it really brings that home, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Great idea. So if we our child or the group or whatever, they complete this challenge, how do we show that we've done it? Do we get any acknowledgement for this?
Yeah, so you have to fill in a form, and you can actually ask for a badge, and we can send those badges out. So they're beautiful fabric badges, and there's also certificates you can download as well. And then if anybody wants to share any of the work that they've done with us, we'd love to see it. So posters or anything like that that any groups or children have done, we'd love to see those that work.
Lovely. And if we don't pay for a badge, is it just free to do?
Yeah, completely free. So you can just download it on the website. So you don't need to pay it for anything.
Okay. Now, I've had a look at what there is on the website, and it is all so beautiful. It must have taken ages to make, lots of very specific artwork and this sort of thing. You must be hoping that you'll achieve great things from this. What are you hoping that, I suppose, what the rivers will get out of this, I suppose?
Well, I think we're hoping more to get an influx of just inquisitive new minds and that generation who are really invested in the protection of the habitat. And obviously that creation of just is science and just enjoyment of the river. So, and obviously there's just that element as well of bringing the community together, because amazing as this does sound, there are so many people who are still not aware of the value that a chalk stream has to its local community. And this is one way to bring everyone together under that banner.
Marvellous. And Laura, obviously this has been tried, this format has been tried in other parts of the country. What have they found? What have you found in other parts of Hertfordshire?
Yeah, I think what we've found is with our education programme, I go into a school, I do an assembly or I do a workshop, and then the information might just stop there with the school. And by making all these different kinds of opportunities means that seed is just sown a bit further. So then those children might, you know, go home and say, oh, Mum, I want to learn about more about the chalk stream. I want to take you down there. So then yeah, the information goes further to families and things. And, yeah, we're definitely seeing that it's reaching different groups. So we've had home educating groups do it, scout groups do it, individual families. So all kinds of people are getting involved.
Yeah, well, understandable. It looks very appealing. So, as I said, it looks like it's a beautiful project, obviously taking a lot of work. Who's funded this?
So I think a lot of it has just been time and effort of the volunteers, both Laura and myself. I put a lot of time in sort of to designing all of the sheets. But the Taurus Foundation have very, very kindly given us some money to help buy our first kit. And then obviously Ver Valley Funds themselves have helped produce another kit as well. So although it's not, the money wasn't imperative to the launch of the scheme, it has obviously helped them provide as much kit as we can, which we can then lend on to the people of St Albans and the district.
And if we want to do the challenge, we go to the Ver Valley Society webpage?
Yeah, riverver.co.uk. All of the download sheets are available there. And yeah, it's just, as I say, it's a fantastic way. We're so pleased about the response we've got so far from everyone. And we hope it's really going to kick on and give everyone the opportunity to enjoy the River Ver.
I'm sure it will. Lee, Laura, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you.
I was talking there to Lee Wood of the Ver Valley Society and Laura Silverstone, Education Officer from the Chiltern Chalkstream Project. Now, not only is it half term, of course, but it's also Hertfordshire Rivers Week, with lots of child-friendly river-themed activities that all the family can enjoy. You can find details of all of these different activities run by different organisations on the Herts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust website. They're the coordinating group. And most of these you're going to have to book, so it is worth checking out now. Some of them do get very booked up. However, Laura told me about one activity that she's running that you can just turn up to.
Yeah, well, something a little bit different. I'm running a story time at Rittmansworth Library, and it's all about mayflies. So we're hoping to bring some real mayflies from the river and then tell a mayfly-themed story, and then the children can actually make a paper mayfly. And that's on the 28th of May at 2:30.
I think that sounds lovely, although I do wonder whether the library staff will be delighted having a whole load of mayflies there. Let's hope they appreciate them as much as we would do. And if you want to hear more about Hertfordshire Rivers Week, then take a listen to my conversation with Kate Sheard of the Herts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust that you'll find on the podcast page of mix926.com. Now, I spotted that the Hertfordshire Zoo is holding a native species festival this week as well, between the 25th and the 29th of May, which they say is a week dedicated to celebrating the incredible wildlife found on our doorstep, from the fungi beneath our feet to much-loved British mammals like hedgehogs. And they've got lots of activities that will be suitable for children too. They say as part of your zoo visit, you can learn more about native wildlife and the simple ways that we can all support nature. Now, they've got activities like nature species talks throughout each day. They've got a bird watching activity trail around the zoo. They're going to be doing demonstrations about how to build a bug hotel. And they've got live feeding sessions where they're going to be feeding their sand lizards. That sounds a bit different, doesn't it? Plus, they've got interactive activities with their conservation education team. So that is this week at the Hertfordshire Zoo. And if you do fancy giving something new a try, either at half term or indeed any other time, and with the kids or without, then don't forget that the St Albans Library of Things has got lots of fabulous things they can borrow. They've got things like bat detectors, wildlife cameras. They've got an easy-to-use telescope that you can use to do some stargazing, as well as things like an ice cream maker or popcorn maker that would be fun to drive with kids or without, or perhaps for a party or something. Plus, they've also got handy garden tools. They've got DIY kit and everything that you'll need if you're going to have a children's party, whether that party is indoors or outside in the garden. So do take a look at the Greenhouse St Albans website to find out more, or take a listen to my conversation with Sonia Jefferson, who tells us all about Share St Albans, how you can use it, what it's achieved so far, and how you can help this awesome project. Again, you'll find that on the podcast page of mix926.com. So what do you think? Have you got any clever activities that would help engage children with nature, keep them occupied, something interesting? They might learn something, and something perhaps that you might enjoy too. Well, it would be lovely to hear about them. Via email, I'm on amanda.yorworth@mix926.com, or look for Environment Matters on Mix 92.6 on Facebook. And I've got a quick heads up for you that the Herts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust's 30 Days Wild is coming up again throughout June. Now, once again, the challenge is to do one thing each day just to enjoy nature. And you can sign up now on the Herts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust website. The challenge is open to everyone. And if you do sign up, then you'll be sent a free pack full of ideas and activities to get you started on your month-long wild journey. Now, there are two options. There's a children's pack, which provides posters, wildlife shopping cards, spotter sheets, and a tracker. And there's also a pack which is aimed at adults as well. This is very much not just something about children. Now, the adult pack includes a planner for the challenge and some wildflower seeds. Now, you can do what you want for your wild activity each day. Something like just listening to the birds on the way to work could be one, sitting on a park bench at lunchtime, or even just checking in on the St Albans Cathedral peregrine webcam so that you can see what the baby peregrines are up to. It's all good. I, for one, really love the nudge to do something a little bit wild that 30 Days Wild gives me. And I'll pop the link to 30 Days Wild into the notes that go with the podcast of this show and that you'll find on the podcast page of mix926.com. I'll be back with you at the same time next week. But until then, thank you for listening.